Police say their hands are tied and they will not go underground to help illegal miners in Northwest.
I've indicated numerous times that as a responsible government, we are not going to be allowing our men and women in blue as well as our soldiers to go down there and combat this particular activity. It is dangerous for the mere fact that we have consulted with the mine owner, we have consulted with DMRE, and they are telling us that it is unsafe, it's inhumane to allow people to go down there. We have taken a decision that no police officer, no soldier, no government official will go down to an abandoned mine. Firstly, there are hazardous gases that are flowing there. There's a high risk of loss of life. Secondly, according to our intelligence, these illegal miners may be heavily armed. When you look at the stats, since December, we have seized more than 369 high-caliber firearms from these illegal mining operations. We've also seized more than 10,000 rounds of ammunition, high-caliber ammunition from these operations. So there is a lot that we've seized, 5 million in cash as well as 32 million worth of uncut diamonds. So those are some of the items that we have seized from these illegal mining operations.
Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.